The Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by Nissan and your Nissan dealer.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
So what was the essential situation?
Well, the situation was, as I organized my nephew's bachelor party, because I've been to a few in my years, and they're not, I don't think bachelor parties are respectful of the vows that are about to be taken between a man and a woman. And these bachelor parties that they have, or they hire women.
They hire women to do a lot of dancing and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and some of the men, including the husbands, to be engaged in these sex acts with these with a lot of these prostitutes. And there's drinking to excess.
Now, how was it that you came around? Why are you organizing, or why did you organize your nephew's bachelor party? Are you the best man?
I'm the best man, yes, sir. I've known my nephew, Mike. We've been close ever since he was a kid. I was very honored and that he asked me, and I made a promise to myself. And it's kind of an important thing. I made a promise to myself, I guess you could say, and to the good Lord, that I'd have a bachelor party for him that I hope was good, clean fun and respectful to him and to Wendy.
And that's the fiancé?
That's his fiancé, right.
But the story was you had dinner, you played some cards at this bachelor party.
That is correct, yeah.
And then, but you did hire a dancer?
Well, let me tell you what I did. This was the part that was, I thought, was very smart. Instead of hiring some graphic sexual dancer like so many of these bachelor parties do, I knew the guys wanted to see a young lady. So I talked to my daughter, April. She's taking jazz ballet, she's taking jazz dance and hip-hop, and she's a young lady. And she would.
But you're not hiring your daughter to dance for these guys in terms of like a strip bar, right?
No, sir. No, I wouldn't. No, it is
just to dance.
Yes, sir. I mean, I think it would be different, and it wouldn't be the same kind of thing. And
how old is your daughter?
My daughter's 16. But the best part was the men would have respect for her because she is my daughter, and they wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't try to pull nothing. And because she's my daughter and Mike's cousin, I told her she could make some money because the men give you money when you dance.
Well, can I jump in? Because guys give the dancers money when they're doing lap dances.
No. What I'm telling you is I hired my daughter to do good, clean dancing and no lap dances. I don't know whether...
No, I know that your daughter didn't do any lap dances. I don't know that it was right to tell her she's going to make money dancing. But anyway, I interrupted you. Go ahead. So your daughter was going to just dance, but nothing sexual, correct?
That is absolutely correct, yeah.
And how would she be dressed?
I told her, and here's where the prop came in. I said, you can wear a one-piece bathing suit with a nice pair of low heels, and you do dancing for about an hour or however long. The men say, and I see one gal made $200 at a bachelor party, and that's good, clean fun. See, look, these bachelor parties are not respectful of the bride-to-be. The women don't want to know what happens at them because they know that these parties have lots of things. And I have to tell you that the bachelor party that was thrown for me 18 years ago by a man who I thought was a friend of mine, I've got genital herpes. I had to be blood tested twice a year for 3 years because of possible hepatitis C.
Were you with a prostitute?
Yes, sir, I was. Yes, sir, I was.
Even though it was your bachelor party, huh?
Yes, sir. And that's the reason why I don't want this to happen to Mike.
So the bachelor party was two Fridays ago.
We went. We had dinner at the Brazilian Steakhouse. And
all right. I want to get to the story here, Steve. So you had a bachelor party for your nephew Mike.
That is correct.
And you hired your daughter April, who's 16, to dance, but nothing sexual. She's going to dance in a one piece bathing suit and heels.
That's correct.
So what happened, even though some people may raise an eyebrow at a 16-year-old dancing for a bunch of men, what happened?
Well, I found out the next day that she had been touched inappropriately by someone. And I said to her, I called her into the kitchen, my wife was there, and I said, this is what happens when you disobey me, because she wore a two-piece bathing suit. I said, you only wear a one-piece. She showed up at the party in a two-piece bathing suit, and I had said it, and I had said it over and over, and I'd said it so many times, don't dress inappropriately.
Was it a bikini? Was it?
No, it was a two-piece. Well, it was a two-piece. It was not a bikini, but... And so I told her, I said, this is what happened. I looked at her mother, and I said, see, women claim that they don't like men going to these bachelor parties, okay? But the very people that come into them and dirty them up for money are women. And that's when my wife called me, and I've never been called this in 18 years. She called me a stupid son of a bitch, and she took the kids.
How do you figure it's the woman's fault? I mean, I know that
the only people that come in and dirty up bachelor parties are women, and here's my own 16-year-old daughter filthy and one up.
And sir, you hired her to dance.
I said to keep it clean. And
well, she did keep it clean. She wore a two-piece, right?
She wore a two-piece. How come? And I found out the next day this guy tried to put his hands up the back of her suit. Okay?
Well,
look, I'm the victim here, Mr. Henry. Before you make any statements, remember who the victim is. I'm the victim. I tried to have a good, clean bachelor party, and always women, always women. God damn it.
Do you have a problem with women? I mean,
no, sir, I don't have a problem with women. But if you think about the bachelor parties you've been to, the only reason why they're filthy is because of the women.
All right, I'm going to get my phone number out, Mr. Bozell. Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Am I missing something here? It sounds to me like what happened at that bachelor party. The guy hired his own daughter to be the dancer, and she's only 16, to dance in a one-piece bathing suit, and he said she filthied everything up by coming in a two-piece bathing suit. Do you feel your daughter is the reason why she got fondled? That's what you're saying, right?
I mean, if the shoe fits, wear it. I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire. Remember who the victim is. I think to keep us clear, I'm the victim. I told my daughter you can dance nice and clean some of the jazz dance steps that you've learned. You can also do some of the hip-hop steps. I can't believe... I also told her to wear the one-piece bathing suit.
All right, you said wear a one-piece instead of a two-piece.
That is correct. Now, I promised my nephew Mike a good, clean bachelor party. My daughter shows up in the two-piece. I find out the next day, one of the guys did what a man's going to do. I mean, all right.
So you're saying that this is completely understandable that one of the friends of yours, that one of the bachelor party attendees of your nephew Mike, fondled your daughter... And you don't... Did you have a talk with whoever this man was?
I know who it was.
Who? And don't use any names, but who is he?
He's a gentleman that I work with.
And you don't have a problem with him?
Why would I... Mr. Henry, you have to... I can see why you'd say that.
Well, hold on for a minute. If it was a bachelor party that my daughter was dancing at and she had an understanding that...
Well, hold on. Before you start getting on your soapbox and telling me how you do things, remember who this daughter is. This is my daughter.
I know.
This is my daughter. This is not, you don't tell me how you do it. I'll tell you how I do it and the way I do it.
Well, I'm just going to say, if it had been my daughter, I would confront the man. I would certainly confront the man.
But she was the one who wore the two-piece bathing suit. You got to remember who the victim here is. I'm the victim. If we keep our eye on the ball on this situation, I got victimized by my daughter, by my wife, who called me a stupid son of a bitch, and my nephew, Mike, who didn't tell me the guy, I mean...
Well, wait a minute. Your nephew Mike, the guy that fondled your daughter, is the guy you work with.
Yeah, but Mike told me that he wanted to have a good, clean bachelor party, too.
And he said he didn't want any sex.
No, he just said he wanted to have a lot of fun, which I thought meant, you know...
Well, that can be for a lot of guys. That means a lot of different things. You see what I'm saying? Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Stephen Bozell, who is a construction contractor, Mr. Bozell?
Yes, sir.
How long have you had your business?
I've owned my business here in Southern California. I've had it for 4 years. I moved here from Knoxville, Tennessee in 1995, 96, and I got into business for myself 4 years ago.
And you had a bachelor party for your nephew, and your daughter, you hired your daughter to dance at it, so there wouldn't be sex, so there wouldn't be a lot of this this kind of graphic sexual dancing that happens at bachelor parties, so it would be good, clean fun, as you say. And she was to wear a one-piece bathing suit, and she showed up in a two-piece bathing suit, and you feel that that's the reason why she got fondled.
Well, yes, sir, because you have to understand something. Bachelor parties, it's like going to a Turkish whorehouse just waiting to break out, okay? If a man goes to a bachelor party and the man just wants to play cards, he wants to have a beer, and everything is great and everything is fine, that's fine. Women who come into bachelor parties, the instinct of women is to filthy them up. The instinct,
can I just say this?
Hold on. Remember, again, I got to keep reminding you, I'm a victim, okay?
Well, hold on. No. Look, pal, every woman that I've ever met doesn't want to go near a bachelor party because she already knows what the hell is happening.
Yeah, but the reason why it's happening is because of a woman, and the woman who's in there is making money on it.
But the guys hire her, right?
I didn't hire no whore. I hired my daughter. I hired my own daughter.
All right, hold on for a minute, man. If I'm chasing my tail here, somebody let me know. Stephen Bozell, he hired his daughter to dance at his nephew's bachelor party, hoping that it would be good and clean. And it was. The girl apparently showed up wearing a two-piece bathing suit, but he said he wanted her only wear a one-piece, and some guy fondled her. And now Mr. Bozell says it's his daughter's fault. Meanwhile, the wife's left him. And all the while, Mr. Bozell has said to me repeatedly, Janice, you could count the number of times he said it, I'm the victim here. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. And then the other comment was about women are the whole reason why bachelor parties are filthy to begin with, because it's the women that filthy them up, to use his word. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686, the world famous Phil Henry Show. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
On the line with me, Stephen Bozell from Corona, California, who hired his own daughter to dance at a bachelor party because he didn't want this bachelor party to be like every other bachelor party, which is generally a debauched bacchanal. By that I mean prostitutes are hired. Dancers are hired for sexually graphic kinds of dancing. He didn't want that. You hired your daughter. You wanted her to wear a one-piece bathing suit, but she defied you and wore a two-piece, and you say that's the whole reason why she got fondled, and that's the reason why this party turned into the mess.
Well, and she had on lipstick. I didn't tell her to put that on. She did it as an instinctual thing. I don't blame my daughter, Mr. Henry. I hope you understand. I don't blame her, but what I'm trying to teach her is that she has the instinct that every woman has. And you know and I know, Mr. Henry, and I'm saying this with the greatest of respect. I've been married 18 years, and I love my wife and daughter very much. But you know and I know that at the right place and the right time, a woman will do anything. And you know...
Well, I don't know that that's true. You know...
Well, you know, and look, please remember, she did it as an instinct. What I'm trying to say is she did it as a distinctional thing that women do. They do it on instinct. They just have
it. Women have an instinct just to take their clothes off when they're around a lot of guys, huh?
No, but when you show them the money, look, I love women, but I also know what they're all about. And I'll tell you right now, I live with it to this very day. I had sex at my bachelor party. I have genital herpes. I blood test every 7 years for hepatitis. I still live with the fear that I might have been infected with the AIDS virus. That's why I test myself every 2 years for the AIDS virus.
Have you been loyal to your wife, faithful to your wife?
Yes, sir, I have.
Well, you don't need to keep going to get an AIDS test. You don't have the virus, you don't have the virus.
I don't know what that... I was going to say bitch. See, that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. And I got a funny feeling. My daughter got herself...
You got a what?
I don't know. I don't know whether she did it on purpose or...
Well, that's a hell of a thing to say about your own 16-year-old daughter, sir.
I don't blame her.
But you think it's instinctual?
With a lot of women, yeah.
All right, 1-800. You know you're going to talk to a few women on my show today.
I don't mean any disrespect to the ladies, sir.
Well, I'm just telling you, you're going to be talking to a few women. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Crystal. Hello, Crystal. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
All right. I have so many things to say, I don't even know where to start. First of all, this man had no business bringing his 16-year-old daughter into a bachelor party.
She was working, ma'am. She was working. She was getting paid.
She's 16. If she needs a job, send her to the local convenience store.
I'm not telling her to take her clothes off.
You know what? A two-piece or a one-piece makes no difference. You know what? A woman could walk into a bar fully clothed or completely naked, and men react the same way.
What?
It was a bachelor party. Men go there for one purpose.
Because they're friends of mine. They're going to have respect on account of their friends of mine.
They should have had respect for your daughter, so you should have walked into work and beat the crap out of that man that touched
her. She got laid off from a jack-in-the-box job. She wanted to make some extra money because they weren't hiring over at Fresh Choice yet. So I said, okay.
We just got in a couple of... She's 16.
Okay, and your point's what? I'm the victim here.
You're not the victim.
I got victimized.
You're an ass. You shouldn't have sent me to a bachelor party.
I got victimized. because...
You're not a victim. You know what? Your daughter is a victim.
My wife called me a stupid.
Your friend touched her inappropriately. She shouldn't have been there to begin with, but because she was, your friend acted inappropriately, and you should have marched into that work and said to him...
I am so very deeply embarrassed by all of this.
You should be embarrassed that you even brought your daughter into this situation.
I want to just jump in, Steve. Your daughter's 16. She's still a kid.
So you,
as a father, the instinct would be, wouldn't it be to protect her and to say, well, she doesn't know the ropes, and here's how guys act.
She doesn't even know what a bachelor party is about.
That's true. You're right. You're both right. However, and I say this with the greatest of respect to this lady, you know and I know, Mr. Henry, that a woman will do anything.
Well,
if you throw enough money in front of her.
Now, hold on for a minute. Hold on for a minute.
My co-worker told me that my daughter had a nice pair of breasts. I'm the victim.
The reason he knows that is because you brought her there to show him.
Oh, like he wouldn't see him if she just came over to my house for a cup of coffee?
Regardless, but then you know what? He's not going to react in that manner. He's at a bachelor party for one purpose. When a woman comes to a party, it's not her that comes in there instinctively to cause chaos and get naked. It's the men that go there for that.
Wait a second. I went to a bachelor party 4 years ago. They paid some gal $300. She knew damn sure what she was doing, okay? She brought out the toys, the whipped cream.
All right, hold on. I don't want to hear about the specifics of any bachelor party, okay?
Well, she did the splits right in front of Bob Hildegard, who's a very dear friend, and he's a deacon at our church, okay? What do you say about that? When the deacon at your church...
The person who hired her, that's the problem, because that's what women get hired there for do. But it's not because that's the woman's instinct to do
that. Let me ask.
Just get naked for the hell of it.
Well, maybe nobody wants you to.
See, I don't blame your wife for leaving you.
Well, ma'am, if the one thing for you to get naked, it's nothing for anybody to stick around and look at it, okay?
Now, that's two insults that you've leveled on this lady, sir, and there's no point in that. I'm just saying...
The reason these people were staring at his daughter is because he brought her there.
But she was going to do jazz dance, hip-hop, show everybody the ballet step.
It's a bachelor party. If you want her to do jazz dance and hip-hop, bring her to your friend's house for a birthday party, not a bachelor party.
Was it made clear to the other men that this party was going to be a clean, good, clean, fun kind of a party and not a typical...
Mike said that he wanted a fun party.
Did he say good, clean, fun?
I know my nephew, sir. And I know what he means.
Well, apparently,
why does your nephew want to stare at his cousin dancing at his bachelor party anyway? That's sick to me too.
Ma'am, have you ever heard the term "kissing cousins"? Okay,
that's another problem right there.
What does that mean? What do you mean, kissing cousins?
It's a long-standing tradition.
Keep it in your pants. Keep it in the family.
I tell you what, why don't you send me some pictures of yourself naked, and then I'll throw up.
Well, that's real funny.
It's not my instinct to just get naked, you think most women do.
I bet you're naked right now.
No,
I bet you're speaking
sure not,
to me live
actually.
And direct from a phone booth, wherever you are, with no clothes on. Go
ahead. Oh, God, listen to this guy.
He is nuts.
Yeah.
Have you ever taken your clothes off for your husband? Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, but I'm married in the comfort of my own bedroom, of my own home.
So what?
I'm not asking my 16-year-old daughter to go to a bachelor party and dance for myself and her cousin who's getting married and
a
bunch of men.
Look, you and my daughter are good people, but you both were born with a long-standing, what's called a whore instinct. It's been drilled into you. It's been genetically bred in down through the years. Mary Magdalene had it. All the women have it.
Oh, Christ.
But women are able to clean it out or, you know, get it cleared out.
You're thinking with the wrong organ, most men do.
All right, listen, Crystal, thank you for your call.
Thanks.
1-800-449-8686. Do women, no matter how well-meaning women are, do they just have the basic whore instinct? And that means that when they show up at a bachelor party and enough money is thrown at them, they'll do anything. This guy hired his own 16-year-old daughter like an idiot. We'll be back. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Talking with a man who hired his own daughter to dance at a bachelor party, but before you think it's what you think it is, this man hired her to dance at a good, clean, fun bachelor party, and she was fondled anyway, and He blames his daughter. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. I know you blame her, Mr. Bozell, because she wore the wrong kind of clothing. You wanted a one-piece. She wore a two-piece. You also blame her for something that's a little bit more bizarre, I have to be honest with you. You say that she, like all women, carries some kind of a whore gene, right?
I didn't say a whore gene, sir. I said my daughter, like all women, has the gene that they, when they see money, one of the things you have to understand about women.
But Mr. Bozell,
if I could just be allowed to finish this point, sir, please, because I, you know, you invited me on your program. I appreciate that.
All right, go ahead.
One of the things you need to understand is women have a relationship to money that men don't. Women truly love money. Perhaps it's because they know that it's the one way that'll buy them their freedom, and the other ways they couldn't do it because they don't have, you know, the education, or they're not smart enough, or they're not smart as men, or whatever. So you throw enough money at a woman, man, she'll stand on her head and whistle three kinds of Mozart operas. I mean, I've been to a World's Fair and 2 Fourth of July picnics. I've never seen what a woman will do for money. Now,
we're talking about your daughter. How does this relate to your daughter?
I told my daughter to.
So, in other words, she showed up in a two-piece bathing suit because suddenly someone said to her she can make some money?
I don't know why she did it, and I don't blame her. I blame her mother. Because if you want to know who gave me herpes, sir, it was my wife.
You said you got it at a bachelor party.
Yes, sir, I did, and I lied.
Your wife gave you herpes.
Yes, sir, she did.
Are you angry at her?
Am I angry at her? No, not at all. No, I just have to be blood tested every 2 years and every other kind of running sore of a disease. I will tell you, sir, the happiest day of my life and the saddest day of my life was the day I got married. Because I married my wife, and I remember thinking how much I love her, even while it burned as I was urinating that day. Well, okay, thank you.
What are you? He hung up. Did he hang up? Oh, my God. I got to tell you, I've heard some funny ones, but I've never heard anything quite as funny as I was thinking how much I love my wife, even as it burned while I urinated. I've never heard anything so funny. He hung up? I'm being told now by my screener that Mr. Bozell hung up, which I guess he didn't want me to laugh at. Okay, hold on for a minute. Everybody who's hanging on the line, hold on for a minute. Yes, sir? If you hang up on me one more time, I won't let you back on my show. What do you think of that, sir?
Sir, I'm not used to...
It was genuinely funny what you said.
I'm not used to having my family be the brunt of a joke. And I'm not...
Well, then you brought your daughter up. You brought up your wife. You brought up burning and herpes and everything else, man. I had a normal reaction.
I dreaded the day my daughter's whore instinct would arise. How was I to know they would arise at my nephew's bachelor party? It's her fault. She should have told me she was getting the feelings while she was waiting for her music cue.
While she's backstage waiting for her cue, she should have said, "Hey, Daddy, I got the whore feeling going on." Mr. Bozell, with all due respect...
Look, can I show you what I mean? There is a kind of music that is women, if you go to bachelor parties, here it is right here. I got my stereo. You hear that, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Can you hear that?
Yes, I can.
All right, I want you to listen very carefully. This is the kind... I want you to listen. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
All right, this is the kind of music that women... It brings the whole whore instinct out in them. Listen to this. See what I'm saying? So the whole horror thing begins to flow out in a very normal and natural effluency.
I mean...
I can hang up...
No, but... Okay, hold on for a minute. Katya, hello. Katya, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, yeah, hi.
Katya, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. What is your comment?
Okay, I'm a 16-year-old girl who has been dancing for 12 years. First of all, the music that you just played is...
Yes, ma'am.
...totally retarded because... I've been dancing to that music for the last 12 years, and what are you saying, that I've been a whore ever since?
Excuse me, ma'am. How old are you, ma'am?
I'm 16. mean?
Okay, you're a little young to be discussing these matters with two grown-up men.
No, I'm sorry. I have my opinion. I'm allowed to give out my opinion. And I think if you didn't want your daughter to act like a whore,
if you were my daughter,
you shouldn't have brought her to a bachelor party. You had your own. You knew what it was going to be like. You shouldn't have brought her there.
Can we turn the music down?
I'm sorry, but I wanted you to get a good full feeling for what happens to a woman when she hears this. You can hear this girl now is starting to scream and insult men at everything.
No, I'm just saying that you're being dumb about blaming your daughter. You're the one that brought her to the bachelor show.
Right. I agree,
Katya. Right. You're the one that told her to dress in a bathing suit and dance for the men.
Ma'am, you've
been listening. She is 16.
Okay,
she's not even legally allowed to go to a bar.
Then how come you get to call this radio show? Ha ha, I gotcha. Ha ha, I gotcha.
What do you mean? It's a freaking radio show.
Okay. You're calling up and yelling at an adult man? And
okay, well,
yet,
I'm sorry. I can be yelling at an adult man who does not know how to treat a girl.
That's the whore cue.
To the bachelor party,
I beg your pardon?
I would, like, laugh in his face because I'd be like, okay, Dad, you're just telling me to be a whore. You're just giving me the road.
What did you just say?
If my father would tell me to come and dance at a bachelor party, I would laugh in his face because he would be showing me the road to
okay, but,
because
but you already admitted to the fact.
She's a freaking foul mouth. Hey, Katya, grow up. All right, let's go to Marcus. Marcus, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, I want to make a comment to the gentleman. You know.
Yes, sir.
You asked your daughter to dance for you. Please don't do that on my cell phone.
You what?
You asked your daughter to dance for you.
No.
But you asked her to dance jazz and classical and
yes,
whatnot.
Sir.
Is that correct?
That is correct, sir. But not for me. That's going to be for my nephew.
Wait a minute. Why would you ask her to wear a bathing suit to dance jazz and classical?
Because if you know anything about jazz dance, that's how they do it.
Jazz dancers wear a one-piece with leotards.
That's exactly correct. And I didn't ask her to wear a two-piece. I said you were a one-piece.
Okay, well,
go over there and get felled up by Brian Husgrove either.
You're mentioning names that I could get sued.
I'm sorry?
You're mentioning people's names that I could get sued.
For what?
You're saying this guy felt your daughter up, Brian Husgrove. Who the hell is he? I don't know.
Well, as far as that...
Both of you guys are full of crap.
If you knew he felt your daughter up and you haven't called the cops... That's child molestation, brother.
Wait a second. Isn't it reasonable for him to expect that at a bachelor party? Because women always come in with their foul ideas.
That doesn't matter, brother. Does not matter. She is 16 years old, and he put her hands on her.
That's right. You call the cops, and you have the guy put in jail. And then buy your daughter a decent, dance outfit. And
you know what strikes me as funny is why does this man know so much about jazz dance? Do you know jazz dance, sir?
Yes, I do.
Really?
As a matter of fact, I consider myself well versed as far as music and dance concerns.
All right, then you know the whore instinct is brought out by this.
That's a bunch of baloney.
What?
Okay, you're smoking way too much crack, brother. Way too much crack. You need to put the pipe down and think about what you've done.
Well,
okay, you've pimped your daughter out and basically allowed this guy to molest her
right.
In front of several of your friends. Okay, and whether it be at a bachelor party or not, she's 16 for one and should never have been asked to dance. Okay, you pimped her.
Well, you're right about one thing that I have...
I'm right about both of them.
Well, I have.
Okay? You've got a child molester for a friend, and if you're protecting him, that makes you party to the child molestation. And as far as I'm concerned,
can I ask you something?
To deal with it.
You sound like an intelligent man, but let me ask you something and try to deny. We have compiled numerous recordings that brings out the whore. And listen to this one, please. This is a classic example.
What is this? What is this?
These are other songs that are played. This is what these strippers dance to and all the women that, break out the whipped cream.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that this song is played at a bachelor party you go to?
Well, of course. Isn't it the ones you go to?
Not lately, no.
You're spending way too much time by yourself, youngin'. Way too much time.
Way too much time by myself. I was just
wondering. Yes, if you honestly think that playing music would bring out, quote, a whore instinct in women, then you have a very sick,
right,
twisted sense about women. Okay?
I'll tell you what, sir.
Very
women,
sick and twisted.
Women hear this, and their legs are like flapping wings.
I don't think so. I'll have you know, me and my wife grew up watching the Pink Panther, and at no point in our 11 or 12 years of marriage almost has she ever heard any one of those songs and dropped her underwear.
Well, let me ask
Never.
You this. What do you think Pink Panther stands for? Yeah, it's, now you start to put two and two together.
Are you ready for this guy? How about this guy? What do we think Pink Panther stands for?
Oh, both of you can drop straight down to Hades.
Man,
oh, man, he hung up again. The next time we get a guest that hangs up twice, I don't want the guy back on the show ever.
Mr. Hendry,
yes,
I appreciate
sir.
You.
I appreciate
Thank you very
you.
Much.
Thank you very much, sir. So, anyway. Oh, my God, there it is again. Women hear this and the whore instinct comes out, baby. I hear what that guy...